This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Kentucky Children's Hospital in Lexington treats some of the sickest and smallest patients from across central and eastern Kentucky. But for the past several weeks, pediatric heart surgeries have been referred to other hospitals. As Brenna Angel reports, UK Healthcare is reviewing its program, but the reasons why are unclear.
Like a lot of kids, Carrington Johnson is looking forward to Christmas, and she made a wish list for Santa. That's Cinderella toys and Dora toys for Carrington, who turns 4 in January. When she was born, doctors diagnosed Carrington with a heart defect called tetralogy of Fallot. It was caused by the genetic disorder DeGeorge syndrome, which is also why she has delayed speech development.
We try to lead a normal lifestyle, but it's not like everybody else's.
That's Carrington's mom, Christy Johnson. Congenital heart disease is the most common type of birth defect, affecting about 40,000 children in the U.S. each year.
It was pretty rough. She was sick a lot. We couldn't leave the house because she had immune deficiency.
Carrington underwent surgery at Kentucky Children's Hospital in 2009, and the Johnson family quickly saw the need for a local support group. They established Carrington's Heart, Inc. as a nonprofit organization to connect with and assist other parents affected by heart defects. This week, Christy has been gathering up clothes and toys to deliver as Christmas presents for Kentucky families who have been receiving care out of state.
They were not prepared to not be able to give their other children the Christmas that they probably wanted to. So we stepped in and we fulfilled that need.
One of those parents in need is Lexington mother Tabitha Rainey. Her son Waylon was born in September with hypoplastic left heart syndrome.
A normal heart has 4 chambers. One of Waylon's did not grow right, so he only had 3.
University of Kentucky surgeon Dr. Mark Plunkett and his assistant Dr. Deborah Kozik operated on Waylon 7 days after he was born. Tabitha was later told that Dr. Plunkett was taking a leave of absence.
My main question was if the other surgeon felt that she could do the best job that she could, and I was reassured. And then months went past, and they lost another patient who was a dear friend of mine. And it was pretty heavy in the unit at the time. And then soon after, I guess they decided to stop doing the surgeries and review the entire program.
With only a few days to pick a new hospital, the Raineys chose Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Pediatric heart patients also are being sent to other hospitals, such as Cosier Children's Hospital in Louisville.
It's been pretty hush-hush. They've not given, big answers on it.
UK healthcare officials have not identified what prompted the review, but they say it is limited to the pediatric cardiothoracic surgery program, not any other pediatric areas or the adult heart program. When I caught up with Dr. Carmel Wallace, chair of pediatrics, at an unrelated press conference, this is how he described the evaluation.
We're looking at, what can we do best? And how do we best deliver the services and the care that our kids need?
UK's head of surgery, the chief medical officer, and Dr. Michael Karf, the executive vice president for health affairs, all would not comment for this story. Dr. Mark Plunkett, the surgeon at the center of the review, also declined to be interviewed. Hired by UK in 2007, Dr. Plunkett has an impressive background of clinical training and research. The 52-year-old completed fellowships at Duke University and UCLA and has published dozens of articles in peer-reviewed journals. He was appointed to a slew of academic, clinical, and administrative positions, including chief of cardiothoracic surgery. Dr. Plunkett's current annual salary is $700,000. UK denied an open records request for the date of his most recent surgery and his patient mortality rate, citing HIPAA regulations. Records showed that the number of children Dr. Plunkett operated on this year is down around 43% from 2 years ago.
Well, I was not aware of that, and that was never announced at the Board of Trustees meeting.
Dr. Charles Sacchitello is a member of the UK Board of Trustees and sits on the board's healthcare committee. A surgeon himself, Dr. Sacchitello thinks UK should consolidate its pediatric heart program with the University of Louisville because of high operational costs. Meanwhile, at the University of Michigan, Tabitha Rainey says her son has improved dramatically, and they may get to go home soon. When Waylon needs future surgeries, they will make that trip back up to Michigan. UK Healthcare has lost the trust of the Rainey family, but Christy Johnson wants to see the pediatric cardiothoracic program continue. She thinks Kentucky Children's Hospital can be at the same level as world-renowned facilities.
I have high hopes, and I believe that with the proper, you know, with the proper decisions and management, that we can accomplish that.
Last week, the Johnsons learned that Carrington will need to undergo another surgery in the spring. Christy says she'll be getting feedback from moms in her support group about which hospitals to consider. For WUKY News, I'm Brenna Angel.